I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. District 2 Congresswoman Yvette Harrell has sent a formal request to the executive directors of the Albuquerque and El Paso Veterans Affairs Healthcare Systems to expand the Accessing Telehealth Through Local Area Stations called ATLAS program, which will help New Mexico veterans without broadband internet gain access to reliable telehealth services. Harrell says she's looking forward to working with the VA, veterans groups, and local businesses to bring those services to Ruidoso and Lincoln County and other rural areas that lack broadband access. Former Otero County Commissioner and Cowboys for Trump founder Coy Griffin, who was removed and barred from elected office for his role in the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6 of last year, is attempting to appeal that ruling. He notified the New Mexico Supreme Court of his intent to appeal on Tuesday. The ruling against Griffin came from a Santa Fe-based district court judge who was the first to remove or bar an elected official from office in connection with the attack on the U.S. Capitol building that disrupted Congress as it was trying to certify Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory. Griffin has invoked free speech guarantees in his defense and says his banishment from public office disenfranchises his political constituents in Otero County. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.